Kenyan charity wins St. Andrew's Prize for the Environment.
Flood warnings across England and Scotland.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
It's Wednesday, the 25th of April. With this evening's news, I'm Marcus Kahn.
And I'm Sean McDonald. A project that employs illiterate Maasai warriors in Kenya to conserve lions has won this year's St. Andrew's Prize for the Environment, which carries a total prize value of £95,000. At a ceremony at the university today, director and founder of the Lion Guardians team, Dr. Leela Haza, was presented with the winning prize of £63,000. She was reportedly delighted to have won, as the money will cover the basic costs of the program and expand to the new areas. Chairman of the prize, Sir Crispin Tickle, praised the prize for continuing to attract such a range of innovative projects from all over the world. Subjects of entries for the prize since its launch have covered all types of sustainable development, including urban regeneration, recycling, and renewable energy.
The Environment Agency has warned of floods in southwestern England and potentially northern and eastern Scotland following heavy rains. After a particularly dry year, officials expect rivers to be filled to capacity and warn residents to take the proper precautions against flash flooding. The Environment Agency also maintains that even with the torrential rainfall, British agriculture will not fully recover from the drought. Trevor Bishop, head of water resources at the Environment Agency, said, "It's going to take more than a week or two of rain to undo the effects of nearly 2 years of below-average rainfall."
Edinburgh Airport was put on market last October after the Competition Commission ruled that the BAA had to sell either one of their Scottish airports. It has been announced that Edinburgh has been purchased by the Global Infrastructure Partners for £807 million, which was over £300 million over market value. Since GIP has taken over Gatwick 3 years ago, they have been able to enhance experiences for their passengers, and Edinburgh is expected to see the same improvements along with many more. GIP intends to link the Scottish capital with new routes and improve security and the baggage handling. The payment to BAA will take place at the end of May, and new ownership will begin this summer.
And finally, trading standards have warned against potentially deadly bracelets sold in the Highlands. The bracelets made of red and black Abrus precatorius beans release a fatal toxin when pierced. If inhaled, injected, or swallowed, the toxin can cause significant harm to the human body. The company which imported the jewelry from Indonesia have now recalled all their products. No casualties have been reported so far. Those were today's headlines. More news tomorrow or online anytime at standrewsradio.com.